Originating in the plains in the Midwest, the storms are due in northwest Florida and South Alabama on Friday and will stick around for the weekend.
Similar to the last rain event, we had just approach our area but really not move through and just be pulling up a lot of Gulf moisture out in front of it but not really pushing the moisture through and clearing us out.
Don Shepherd at the National Weather Service in Mobile. There's a 30% chance of rain Friday, 50-50 that evening, and 60% on Saturday. The chance of showers Sunday is expected to be 40%. Shepherd says the good news for the Pensacola area is that the heaviest rain, up to 7 inches, will fall to the west. From Mobile back into Mississippi and Louisiana.
But that said, we're still looking at a 1 to 3 inch aerial coverage type rainfall, which is not a lot, but just based on the soil conditions after last week's rain, it won't take as much to create some runoff problems and some flooding.
More than that could fall in some isolated areas. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood watch Wednesday to go into effect from Friday through Sunday.
You know, all the Gulf moisture pulling in with this system that's approaching us. Kind of depending on where it sets up as to how much we get. They're talking about anywhere from 1/4 inch or if it sets up over the top of us, up to 4 to 7 inches.
Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County's emergency director, says they're preparing for another possible round of nasty weather, including the resumption of making sandbags available.
Kind of put all our responders on alert and kind of educated them, you know, 1 or 2 inches of rain with our water table where it's at and the recent flooding we've had will make flash flooding a more dangerous situation. Or a quicker approach situation than it would have, you know, a month or two ago.
Baker suggested that local residents prepare for the possibility of more severe weather by stocking up on the sandbags, along with shoring up any erosion-related damage to their property.
Well, especially if they flooded last time, they need to really pay attention and start thinking about what they're going to do and, you know, go ahead and leave early if they see the rain starting to set up, especially a heavy rain. We have a lot of volunteers that are going to be out this weekend, so we'll have them all in days and prepared to respond at it. We need to get people out of these areas.
One of the unanswered questions, certainly since last week, is will we ever dry out? Lower rain chances continue into early next week, and then meteorologist Don Shepherd says another front will move through on Tuesday and Wednesday.
And that one will bring us rain again, but the thing is, this could be moving a little more quickly across the area and actually move through the area and probably clear us out by mid to late week. We should finally get some of this pushed off to the east of our area.
Also back in prep mode is the city of Pensacola. Crews are checking for any damage to the stormwater management system from last week. Besides preparing for more potentially severe weather, Escambia County will launch Project Outreach on Friday. It's a program that will use field teams to provide aid to the most heavily impacted areas. More information is available at myescambia.com/be ready. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.